ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you wonderful listeners back to the third episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we get a drink and we reflect on our places in the massive world in which we live. And we also try to answer any questions that we might have. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is a Nescafe Black Coffee. It's certainly a stronger taste than what I normally have, but there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Sometimes it's the things in life that are quite bitter that have the sweetest aftertastes. In tonight's episode, our question is, do all clouds have silver linings? Find a quiet space, so it's just you, your thoughts, and the podcast. As I always say, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Picture this just for a moment. You wake up on a Saturday morning. Today is the day that you finally get to go on that day out that you've been planning for a while. You've been working for very long hours at work just to make ends meet. You've been studying at the library late at night just to feel as though you're not getting left behind. You've been tired, running on quick cups of coffee or tea to stay awake. You might not even like the taste of coffee, but it's become a necessity to you lately because you might not have been sleeping all that much. You've not been making time for yourself. But today is the day that you can call your own. Shopping, a spa day, a walk in nature, is going to be everything you want it to be. You move to your window, you draw the blinds, and it's pouring down with rain. You can hear the rumbling of thunder. It's not too loud, but low enough that you know it's there. You move to your phone to check the time, but you forgot to charge it last night. It's dead, and it'll take hours to charge fully. That's valuable time of your day lost. Just like that, your plan for the perfect day has slowly started to fall apart. More often than not, we like to plan things. Whether it's weeks or months in advance, a couple of days, or even a couple of hours, we like to imagine a play-by-play of what's going to happen. This isn't limited to situations akin to the scenario I described before. Sometimes we plan out career paths based on job applications. We plan out relationships based on our ages or our views on love. You may have heard things like, I'm going to be working in this place by this age and be earning this much. You may have even heard, I'm going to be married with 3 children by the time I'm 31 at latest. Who knows? You may have even said them yourself. I believe we like planning because we like certainty. We find comfort in certainty. We find comfort in certainty because there's no risk associated with it. And more often than not, we associate risk with negativity and with negative outcomes. Take a simple chemistry question. If I asked you what 1 mole of carbon dioxide and 1 mole of carbon dioxide was, you would naturally know the answer. You'd instinctively say 2 moles, with no room to think otherwise at all. No worries. Now if I asked you to calculate the mass of limestone produced from a reaction between 2.5 grams of calcium oxide and 28 centimeter cubed of carbon dioxide, what would you instinctively say or do? Now, I mean, some of the enthusiastic chemists amongst you may very easily calculate the answer, but the point I'm trying to get across is that you'd hesitate. The answer isn't staring at you right in the face, and in situations like these, where we have to hesitate before making a decision, one of 2 things occur. You either, 1, stop, think things through logically, and then make a decision based on the positives and negatives. Or 2, we panic. Without realizing it, we imagine all the negatives that could potentially occur, and then we mentally block out any means of tackling the situation. More often than not, we opt for the latter. Not intentionally, but this is the path that we choose. And to avoid panicking and feeling negatively, we choose situations with little to no risk. We rely on certainty, and if there is no situation with a clear, unavoidable outcome that favours us, we plan out scenarios that, again, involve little to no risk. So then you can imagine what happens when a planned out scenario does not play out the way that we had envisioned it in our minds. We panic. We fall apart. We find ourselves unable to think or act, and we throw ourselves into a state of negativity, and we find it hard for ourselves to move past it. There's a saying that I remember hearing when I was much younger: every cloud has a silver lining. I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have heard the phrase being used before in one context or another. You may have even said it yourself. But for completeness, the phrase suggests that no matter how bad a situation may appear to be, there is always the potential to find good in it. And that's something important to remember, because when something doesn't go our way, we have the tendency to forget that. When something doesn't go according to plan, we tend to keep our focus on what we have lost rather than what we have the potential to gain. We focus on the darkness, even though, given a few steps taken forward, we can turn on the lights. We focus on the now, even though time is continuous and in mere moments, we'll find ourselves in the future. Now, our immediate focus on the upsetting aspect of the event is natural. I believe that to some degree, if something happened that has disappointed you, hurt you, or made you feel a certain way which you don't like, you should give yourself time to feel what you're feeling. Give yourself the time and space to be honest with your emotions, so that when you are ready to move away from those emotions, you do so without regret or temptation to look back on them. If you've gotten results back recently in school, university, or something alike, with an outcome that is less than what you were hoping for, then yes, give yourself time to feel what you need to feel. But once you have, look back on it and find the silver lining along the cloud which previously hovered above you. Perhaps these results are a way of telling you to evaluate how you study, and in shifting your perspective to focusing on how better you can improve and learn, you have the potential to open your mind up to a whole new way of taking on your education in a much more sustainable fashion, one that may open doors to new levels of progression, and one that will last much longer than your current feeling of disappointment. If you've recently stepped out of a relationship, either platonic or romantic, then yes, give yourself time to feel what you need to feel. Don't stop yourself from crying. Don't stop yourself from watching films to relate to. Don't feel a need to rush your recovery. Once you've ridden that wave of sadness, then shift your perspective on the situation. Perhaps stepping out of this relationship has opened you up to a new way of learning about yourself as a person and appreciating yourself and those around you. And that has the potential to help you grow in such a way that when you enter something new again, you're ready to commit 100%. Without any regrets of anything that happened before, but with greater insight and emotional wisdom that will not only be better for that new relationship, but for you as well. If we go back to that scenario that we described earlier, then yes, let yourself feel that disappointment for a short while because of the rain. Yes, you had a plan and it didn't work out as you had imagined it, but that doesn't mean that you can't have that day of self-love and relaxation. Maybe there's that film that you had recorded, yet never made the time to watch. Maybe there's a new recipe that you've been aching to try, but you've just never had the energy to get the ingredients out and have fun baking. Maybe there's a friend that you haven't spoken to in ages, and every chance you've tried to, it's only been for a minute at a time. There are all of these things that you've been meaning to do for you, which you haven't been able to do. Now's your chance to do what you enjoy without compromising a thing. We don't need to cling on to certainties all the time, because a good part of life deals with uncertainty. You have individuals like Walt Disney, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, who may have deviated or been rejected from something they applied for, experienced hardship, disappointment. But that didn't stop them from achieving the heights that they have reached to this day. life in of itself is fluidic. It's true that we find comfort in paths that have already been laid down, but if one path is unavailable, that doesn't mean that you can't reach your destination. Sometimes it means we take another path. Sometimes it means that we forge our own. Nonetheless, we are capable of seeing the world in whichever way we want to. If we are forever dynamic, changing and growing as individuals, how can we expect the world around us and the situations it gives us to stay static? There is beauty in uncertainty. If you are an artist, then even if what is yet to happen has not been created yet, then you have a paintbrush with which you can paint anything you can think of. Whether you paint a silver lining on those clouds on your canvas is entirely up to you. So, do clouds always have silver linings? They do. And it's up to us to find them. And when that music comes on, that is a sign for me to go. As per usual, I'd like to thank Lakey Inspired and DJ Quads for the smooth tunes that were used in this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, Mr. Mocha, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time.